From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya Friday near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group, Nourdin Kouchen, who was linked to two major terrorist incidents in Tunisia last year. The attacks include a museum in Tunis and a beach resort outside the capital, which together killed at least 60 people. The U.S. raid was aimed at a farmhouse on the outskirts of Sabratha, about 75 kilometers west of Tripoli on Libya's Mediterranean coast. Local reports indicated the airstrike, launched before dawn, killed up to 40 people. American officials who asked not to be identified said most of the casualties were believed to be Islamic State recruits. Provisional results from Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections show incumbent President Yoweri Museveni in the lead. Early results show President Museveni, who has held power for the past three decades, was reported as holding more than 60% of the votes counted. The vote has been marred by allegations of voter fraud. Opposition leader and presidential candidate Kizza Besigye has been arrested for a second time in as many days, following his claim the voting is rigged. Election results are expected as soon as Saturday. Bombings in Turkey this week are escalating the conflict between the Turkish government and Kurdish separatists. It's also raising new questions on whom the U.S. is supporting in the Syrian conflict and the scope of U.S. objectives. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron met European Union officials Friday on the second day of a summit following all-night discussions about Britain's future in the 28-nation grouping. European leaders are discussing the future of Britain's EU membership and the migrant crisis, among other issues, during a two-day summit in Brussels. European Parliament President Martin Schulz told reporters that he believed the summit would end Friday as scheduled. European Council President Donald Tusk spoke.
For now, I can only say that we have made some progress, but a lot still remains to be done. Now I will hold a series of bilateral meetings, starting with Prime Minister Cameron, President Hollande, Prime Minister Sobotka, and Prime Minister Michel.
Tusk's comments came early Friday as the majority of EU heads of state and government left the summit, while Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker continued to hold bilateral talks to reach a deal. The casket carrying the body of Justice Antonin Scalia arrived at the Supreme Court Friday, nearly a week after he died at a remote hunting resort in Texas. Former clerks who served for the deceased justice stood on the steps of the court as the hearse bearing the casket arrived. Scalia's casket was carried up the grand staircase by Supreme Court police officers and placed on a historic raised bier built in 1865 to support the body of assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. An Alabama website reports that Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, died Friday at the age of 89 in Monroeville, Alabama. Lee was born in Monroeville and lived for many years in New York City. But after suffering a stroke in 2007, she moved back to her hometown, according to the website. She'd been a resident in an assisted living facility. Services for Lee have not been announced. Revelations about China's deployment of surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island in the South China Sea have whipped up a fierce debate about possible long-term repercussions to regional security. On Friday, Australia and New Zealand added their voices to a growing chorus of concerns about rising tensions in the South China Sea, while Beijing and Washington accused one another of being the instigator. Speaking at a news conference with his New Zealand counterpart, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull noted that China's President Xi Jinping has said that one of China's biggest challenges is falling into a trap where a rising power creates anxiety among other powers, leading to conflict. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.